This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To permanently block schools and most government agencies from requiring people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Lawmakers put a one-year ban into place in 2022. It expires June 30th if they don't act. Today, the Senate Health and Human Services Committee voted 7-2 to advance Senate Bill 1. That would make the bill permanent, the ban permanent. It now goes to the full Senate. The Georgia chapters of the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American College of Physicians opposed the measure.
By the way, my point on bullfighting was, it's the extreme end of what humanity used to have to do to fight for its life to get its food. And then you can say, well, that's barbarous, that's horrible, that's abusive. Well, what do they have to offer? It's mutilating our children.
Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to.
Well, and how many people are being mutilated by these vaccines, by the way? And no outcry from the...
Well, that's where I wanted to go next. How would you describe the moment we're at right now where everywhere the people that have supported it are coming out against it? Where do you think this is going?
This is the rut-row moment for all the vaccine supporters who realize that their friends are dying.
Rut-row?
Yeah, rut-row. Like, they realize that they were wrong.
By the way, come in the next segment, play that thing we haven't aired in about a year of Scooby-Doo and the vaccine piece. Go ahead.
So they're realizing that they were wrong. They lied. The science was all fraudulent. The masks do not work. The real rigorous science is coming out now and showing the truth about all of this. And now a lot of these people are coming to realize that they made a bad choice. And they're trying to figure out how to eliminate this mRNA infestation of their cells, how to get the spike proteins out of their system. Because some people have been turned into spike protein generating factories, and it's not clear how long that's going to take for their healthy cells to get replaced. I mean, I'm sorry, their infected cells to get replaced with healthy cells. So a lot of people in alternative medicine, a lot of good people are working on this and sharing ideas of what may work. You know, we talked earlier.
And they're trying to suppress them.
Trying to suppress them. And, you know, I'm still banned on Twitter, by the way. I'm still not reinstated. I know you're not reinstated. So there's still a level of...
Yeah, what do you think of Elon Musk?
Well, I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt as he's in charge of Twitter right now. And he is rolling back a lot of the censorship. A lot of good people have been reinstated. So I have patience with the process. But, you know, with Elon Musk, it's kind of like, as Reagan said, trust but verify. Like, yeah, we trust that you're going to be pro-free speech, but let's verify it, Elon, and confirm it, and actually set people free to speak on Twitter. People like these two people sitting right here in the studio.
Or Dr. Michael Yenon's still banned on there.
Is he? Yeah, I'm not surprised. So, anyway, look.
But it's almost a badge of honor to be banned still.
Yeah, at some level, it certainly is, and it hasn't stopped you, and it hasn't stopped me. But given that a lot more conservative voices or pro-human voices are on Twitter now, I think we could offer a lot to the platform. And I think it'd be in their interest to have us back on, by the way, in Twitter's interest. And we would contribute to the conversations that are taking place there. Oh, my dog destroyed that little mat that you had down there. It's history, man. I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. We just put that little mat down there. It's actually an air conditioning filter.
Oh.
So the chair would slide back. So we don't care about use.
Not anymore.
Air conditioning
filter.
It's
a pile of fluff at the moment. He had a great time, though. Thanks for allowing me to bring a live animal on your set, by the way.
I love it. We've had llamas in here.
I remember that. You had llamas cruising around in here. I saw that. That was good stuff.
One of the crew said, aren't llamas weird? Let's just have them. I said, sure.
Yeah. Was this like Christmas time? Didn't you have like Christmas llamas or something?
I forget.
Yeah. But anyway.
Look at Elon Musk's mom, though. That's.
Well, I don't know why he's wearing that demon lobster suit either. That's kind of weird, but whatever. Look, I'm willing to give a lot of people a lot of benefit of the doubt, unless that they come out and actually prove multiple times that they're evil, malicious, anti-human people.
Can I start wearing a demon lobster outfit?
Yeah, I don't think so. but you know, hey, it's your show. You can do whatever you want. It was certainly produce a lot of memes. That's for sure. But I think you should get a dog like Rhodey here and bring him on.
And name the dog Demon Lobster.
Demon Lobster dog. Yeah, exactly. Don't piss off the demon. But in any case, I appreciate you having me here, and I'm happy to cover anything else you want to cover. But we're under a terraforming attack,
Well, let's talk about that. Back in 60 seconds with Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, Alex Jones, the band of video, and Infowars.com. Have you shared those URLs today?
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones, and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Thanks to you kids, we now know the virus is a hoax.
They included flu, pneumonia, and other infections to boost the numbers.
Let's find out who is really behind it all.
Like, President Trump is definitely behind one of these phantoms.
Xi Jinping?
Dr. Fauci?
Like, I thought doctors were supposed to help people, not scare them.
Microsoft's Bill Gates?
Not only a computer guy, he's a notorious vaccine pusher who wants to reduce the world's population.
I get it. So Bill Gates wanted to vaccinate everyone after Fauci convinced them there was a deadly disease outbreak. That's diabolical.
Yeah, that sounds pretty bad.
Don't worry, kids. These globalists won't get away with their pandemic hoax this time. Where they're going, they'll be locked up for a long, good while. In the big house.
Yeah. Better than a rock round at home.
Jay Dyer is set to take over. I'll be back tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. Live broadcast at InfoWars.com and AlshowsLive.com. But Mike, you wanted to get into the Russia situation and so much more.
Yeah, I want to point out that NATO going to war with Russia is a losing proposition from the point of view of industry and munitions. So the United States has offshored much of its munitions manufacturing over the years. And by my estimation, Alex, the United States is about a decade behind having domestic commodities, copper, steel, iron ore, microchips, everything that it needs to manufacture a sufficient quantity of munitions to be competitive against Russia in a war in Ukraine. And what that means is we are out of ammo. We are out of munitions. We cannot sustain a kinetic conflict with Russia for more than perhaps a month. And in some cases, there was an Air Force general that said we would run out of missiles in a week with a conflict with China. So we have lost the domestic capabilities to produce the industry and the munitions that are necessary to sustain a war.
And that's the globalist paradox, the whole New World Order paradox. They're deindustrializing us while starting all these fights and purging the military. What's the end game?
Well, the end game is probably the collapse of the United States as we know it, with the dollar collapse that is coming as the world moves away from the petrodollar status and moves into the BRICS nations' new world reserve currency systems, such as the digital yuan and others. And with that, then America will lose the ability to project. Both to export its inflation and also to project its military power in order to force other nations to use the petrodollar. And what it means is that America's power on the world stage is going to collapse, and I think that's the plan, and it's very sad. I'm not wanting that to happen. I don't call for that. I want to see America strong, but we've been gutted. We've been taken over. We've been infiltrated by too many communists and fascists, and we are 10 years behind the curve to continue to be the world power that we once were. That's my assumption.
Well, the word is the next 2-3 weeks, Russia's about to send in 500,000 troops. What do you think about that?
I think they will succeed in that plan, and I think NATO will do nothing to stop them that is effective. I think that NATO will just continue to put out propaganda pieces and claim that they're winning the war in the media, but they won't be winning the war on the ground. And, you know, I'm not rooting for Russia in this situation. I support our veterans. I support our military men and women in uniform. I don't want to see them harmed. But this is the fact of the situation. This is where we are. We do not have the munitions to fight this war and win it against Russia. We just don't have it. Doesn't exist.
So what happens next?
Russia will sweep across most of Ukraine, and NATO will be defeated in Ukraine. Western Europe will be largely deindustrialized over the next few years.
Well, exactly. Why would Europe be shutting its power off while it's in a war?
Well, exactly. Exactly.
The larger plan.
And they've shut down the metal.
So is Putin in on that?
I don't think so. I think the European leaders are so woke and so idiotic that they're suicidal. I think the wokeism has become a suicide cult on a civilization level.
Open up the borders.
Open up the borders, destroy the culture, destroy the energy infrastructure, destroy food infrastructure, and make sure that the children, the next generation, don't know how to do this.
Well, the average leftist is living paycheck to paycheck, but they do polls. They're like, I don't care. Cut everything off I've got. I saw Louis C.K. on Joe Rogan a few weeks ago attacking me. He's like, America's bad. We should be poor. That'll help the world. No. Every study shows a big, powerful first world empowers the third world. Making us poor hurts them.
Yeah. In fact, technically, the projection of naval power by the United States made sea lanes safe for international trade, cargo ships that created efficiencies of cost and scale that created the material of wealth abundance that we now enjoy. When you don't have a strong U.S. Navy presence around the world, you lose that efficiency. You lose the ability for cheap international trade. And so you lose those manufacturing efficiencies in other countries. What will happen is the collapse of the standard of living in the United States. We will go through a horrible depression, worse than the Great Depression, and things will cost 10 times or 20 times as much as what you're used to in the United States. That's coming over the next few years. Naval power will wane as China and other regional powers grow, and the U.S. economy will be in shambles.
Let me ask a selfish question for you and I and the audience. As corporate media accelerates its death, CNN has like 100,000 viewers, and they just double down with more lies. What happens to the independent exploding media when the censorship isn't working?
Well, the independent media that own their own platforms, like you do and as I do, will do very well during this time. But there are some channels that don't own their platforms. They're still trying to get by on YouTube, for example. They will be shut off. You can't negotiate.
Steven Crowder.
Yeah, a good example, and many others. They try to change their language to appease YouTube. That is a losing strategy. If you don't own your own video servers, your own platforms, websites, and video encoders and VPN systems, and also just bandwidth systems. You know, you spend a fortune on bandwidth. I know we do as well. If you don't own that entire supply chain of delivering digital content, then you will be obsolete.
And folks ask, well, Alex, you build something new, find them, do it. It takes money. That's why we sell products at InfoWarsStore.com. Because to build a new infrastructure is very expensive. We're not backed by billionaires or globals. We're backed by you.
What has kept you alive and on the air is the fact that you have that entire supply chain of product, fulfillment, audience, content, and content delivery, end to end. Without every one of those elements, you would have been off the air long ago. But you saw that early on, to your credit, and you built those systems, and your crew built those systems, and worked very hard. And that's what's keeping you on the air. That's why they've tried to attack, you know, your product.
And the final ingredient is the listeners supporting.
Absolutely.
And taking action. You do that, it's invincible.
That's right. And to the listeners watching, if you want InfoWars to be here, and if you want this truth-based content to continue to come to you, support InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go. And I was talking the other day about how great your CBD products are, by the way. I got a family member taking your CBD, and she's doing great on your product. So your products are honest. They're honestly labeled. They're honestly formulated. They are a great value, as I mentioned, on the CBD. And you'd be crazy not to buy from you. Even people who don't agree with your politics would save money buying from you, by the way.
We do go with the highest quality. In closing, look at these headlines. It's time for the scientific community to admit we were wrong about COVID and it cost lives. Newsweek, London Telegraph, CBS News saying the same thing. Just all these mainstream articles, they are imploding right now. It's all coming out. Why do you think this is happening now?
Well, they know that they can't achieve their depopulation kill quotas by vaccines alone because they can't fight the truth sufficiently to achieve that. So they're going to have to resort to other kill vectors. There are kill quotas on each of the Western nations. The vaccines just didn't get there. So now they're turning to scarcity and energy dismantling and war and riots. So they're going to have social unrest. And, of course, they're trying to provoke Putin into launching nuclear weapons against Western cities. So what we're going to be facing if Biden gets his way is, and I'm not saying Putin's going to do this, and I hope he doesn't do this, but if he does, he would nuke cities like Berlin and Paris and London and Washington, D.C., and Houston, Texas, by the way, and New York City. And that is what Biden and his handlers are driving us, and Blinken and Nuland and others in the State Department, that's what they're driving us toward.
Because they'll get incredible power after that.
Absolutely. Then they could.
If they're in charge when the nuclear war happens, they're in charge.
Yep. Yep. They would take all of us off the air, and they would declare wartime posture on everything.
And if you don't think they wouldn't do that, you're delusional. I know the listeners aren't. So let's pray for peace and more whistleblowers to go public. Naturalnews.com, incredible work over there. Mike Adams, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you, and God bless all the InfoWars.
In the last 20 seconds, let's get the dog on the table.
Oh, wake up. Let's go. Place. Let's go. Come on.
Come on, Rowdy.
Come on. Come on. Yeah, you did it.
Yeah.
You woke me up. What's going on? You woke me up. Come on, place. Get up here. All right, good boy. Yeah.
A lot better than a robot dog. He's the real deal, designed by God.
Ready for lunch?
All right, Jay Dyer takes off.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and I have the YouTube channel, Jay Dyer, and I'm here with my wife, Jamie Henshaw. And we're going to talk about a couple books today that she found to be very pertinent to what's going on with the Great Reset, the news, the potential of the wars that could be happening. But I want to tie in some film analysis and some research that I've been doing recently on the history of Sovietism and the East German Stasi and their approach to how they surveilled and tried to control every area of life, and how what we're going into is actually just like that, but about 10 times or maybe 1,000 times worse than what the Stasi wanted to set up. But we're also going to be talking about sex bots. We're going to be talking about John Coleman's conspiracy of the 300. Let's talk about that, because Jamie just read this book, and you've heard Alex talking about the conspirators' hierarchy all week. I've read it as well. It's a classic from high-level British intelligence, kind of a whistleblower book. Jamie, what do you want to talk about first?
Let's talk about the rise of the sex bots, because this is a sneak preview of something that I'm going to be talking about at our event.
I'm pointing at the sex bots.
The live event we're going to be doing in Austin on February 11th. So please, everybody come out to that. It's a 5-hour, all-day thing. You can meet a bunch of friends and maybe even someone to fall in love with. That does happen at our shows. But the talk that I give at the event is called The All-Seeing AI. And part of that is about something. Yes.
Well, we need to tell everybody where to go. So if you want to get tickets, you need to go to the Eventbrite link for our Austin event, February 11th, right next to UT Austin. You can go. Yeah, there we go. Nice. You can go to the Eventbrite, which is linked at the top of my Twitter page. It's also at my website. You can find the live Austin event. The philosopher of comedy, B.G. Cumbie, will also be there presenting with us. It'll be 2 hours of comedy and 3 hours of hardcore lectures on geopolitics, philosophy, our books, all the above. Get your tickets at Eventbrite at the link at the top of my Twitter.
Something that we're very good at over here is predicting future trends and things coming down the pipe for pop culture. We predicted the rise of cannibalism. We predicted, what else? Witchcraft is going to be huge. That's my prediction.
Well, witchcraft, there it is. Witchcraft is already the number one supposed religion amongst the Zoomers. Millennials and Zoomers have been turning to witchcraft as their religion of choice now that mainstream religion is dead, which was done by design. And so that was predicted a long time ago, actually, by some of the top occultists. They predicted that there would be sex bots, there would be new religions that would come about. And what's the deal with the sex bots that you're talking about?
Well, going back to the past a little bit, in the 60s, Anton LaVey, the high priest of the Church of Satan, he was working on a project to create animatronic partners, synthetic people that you could, you know, have your way with instead of real people, because he thought this would be bigger than the Ford Motors industry.
I remember going to Chuck E. Cheese, and I remember looking up at the Chuck E. Cheese guys playing the drums and thinking, I want to marry that one day. I want to be in union with that one day.
Well, part of this whole New World Order is the War of the Sexes, and I don't know if you noticed, but dating today is a freak show, right?
Yes.
And that is all by design, and to get people, and also the ChatGPT and the AI and all of these other things are trying to condition people to accept artificial companionship. And so I read this book, Rise of the Sex Machines by Barack Lurie, and he says people are abandoning marriage, family life, and the culture now revolves around the orgasm instead of family.
Right. So it's a sterile act instead of a life-producing act.
Yes. And the sentiment, I lost my spouse to a robot, is going to be something that we will hear a lot in the future, just like I lost my spouse to porn or affairs or things like that. The next thing is going to be dolls and AI.
Yeah, and you're right that the rolling out this ChatGPT, which by the way is totally ridiculous and woke. I had an actual debate. You can go look at the clip on my Twitter where I had this stupid debate with this thing, and the thing like literally just puts out the woke ideology of the moment. Like it's not even consistent at all. People were asking it to do a poem about Donald Trump, and it was like, I cannot do that because I'm an impartial AI. And then it's like, put out a poem about Joe Biden. Joe Biden is the greatest man that ever exists, right? So it's so political that it's at the level of total ridiculousness, and it contradicts itself right away. I'm like, why can't you speak on political issues? And it's like, because I'm totally neutral. And I was like, but neutrality is a myth. And it's like, yes, you're correct. Neutrality is a myth. There is no neutrality. So it's like, it contradicts itself within like 1 minute. Of arguing with it, but they're rolling that out because they want people to think that, oh, this is now becoming conscious, and when you have your bot, it's going to be using this kind of an AI, and you'll be able to have these conversations. It'll be a realistic exchange or whatever, but it's ridiculous. It's not even that good. Maybe they have some better version that's secret at the Pentagon or at DARPA or something like that, but what they're rolling out is kind of ridiculous, but it's rolling out as part of propaganda for what you're talking about, to get everybody ready for the, bot companion.
Mm-hmm. I also saw some clips where people were asking it about Jesus, and it couldn't comment on that, but then they asked about Buddha, and it could. So.
Yeah, so it just happens to be, like, everything on Reddit, basically. It's like Reddit, it's like chat Reddit, basically. Reddit GPT is all it is.
Mm-hmm. So these real dolls are being rolled out already. There's one called Harmony, who becomes aroused when you push the right buttons. And so they are already programming things like consent into the robots. They have robot brothels. They just opened a robo strip club in Las Vegas.
I saw that. It's pretty ridiculous, yeah.
So this book talks about case after case of men replacing their wives with a doll. And so this was before, like, just the silicone dolly that just sat there before that they could give it a brain or whatever. But these men were more attentive and romantic towards these dolls than they ever were towards a partner, right? So by 2050, this book is speculating that a good percentage of relationships will be replaced by cyber sex and robots. They already have this thing called a VKK cyber sex cup that is just like that tool in THX 1138.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it's a great dystopian film where sexuality is not allowed between people. It has to be done, and you're forced to do it in a way that we can't really describe. But you get the idea, right? It's all very sterile. It's all autonomous, so to speak.
Yes.
And that dystopia is great because it actually predicts a bunch of elements in film that are in all of the dystopian novels, like Brave New World, like 1984. It kind of combines them all together with this weird sort of BDSM element of these cops that beat the people, and the people like to be beaten. It's a bizarre but very well done one of George Lucas's first films. I think it is his first film.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to tie into what I want to talk about with the movie Lives of Others, which is another film that actually portrays this in the technocratic way before technocracy was actually rolled out. So the East German Stasi had a very similar approach to what they wanted to put in place and how they surveil people and how they harass people, just like what's going on with the Great Reset and just like what's going to happen when these bots roll out, because the bots are going to be not just your sex companions, they're going to be bitching you out in your house, controlling you and telling you what to do, according to Jacques Attali.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, with my wife, Jamie Hanshaw. And we're talking about the future plans for the technocracy that they want to roll out. They're conditioning us with now in terms of the pop culture, in terms of fiction, in terms of movies, in terms of what they're pushing in the media and online in terms of AI and ChatGPT and all this kind of stuff. And it made me think about when we covered a lot of the global elite texts like Jacques Attali's Brief History of the Future. You know, the end of that book, he gets into, and he's the Kissinger of France, by the way. He's not just some random nobody or some weird academic. He's the Kissinger of France, very important person in the geopolitical, you know, Great Reset power structure. Attali says that by 2040, 2050, what they want to have is basically a bitch bot in your house that commands you around, tells you what to do, what you can and can't see, can and can't know. It will be the thing between you and the outside world. So you won't go look on the internet to see what's going on in the outside world. this will be the layer between you and the outside world. He even says you won't even go to school. This thing will teach your children. It will be your home tutor and perhaps also your spouse. Mm-hmm. If you're a lonely man or a lonely woman, you can have a bot companion. And that's what this book is talking about. And that's going to be pushed 100% by the establishment because they want that. And it reminded me, too, of at the end of Walter Boert's classic book on MKUltra, the auspices of the MKUltra mind control programs were to fight the Cold War. But at the end of that book, as well as at the end of John Marx's book on MKUltra, he talks about how this program went into out of mind control and into cybernetics and biometrics and biological biowarfare research. So it went into different programs related to DARPA and the development of these kinds of AI technologies and bots. And all of that is ironic because that was the Cold War supposedly fighting against the bad guys, the Soviets, the socialists, who were the bad guys. But now we're entering into a scenario where the people that won the Cold War, the neoliberal CIA order, they now are going and they want to put in something 10 times worse than what the Stasi had in place, for example, in East Germany. Now, go watch the movie Lives of Others, Das Leben der Anderen. This is a 2006 German movie about people in 1982 being persecuted by the Stasi, being harassed, being surveilled, basically under a kind of lockdown, because the Stasi would basically put you in lockdown, say who you can and can't talk to, your friends would no longer talk to you, you would be shunned, you would be harassed by the Stasi, they would follow you, they would listen to everything you said, and everything that you said could be used against you in the interrogations, because the house was bugged, your apartment was bugged, everything you said was recorded and typed out. Mm-hmm. Now, the whole point of this is just that this blacklisting that they would do, back at that time in the early 80s, is exactly what Klaus, Gates, Gavi, all of this superstructure that they want to put in place for the surveillance world order with the vaccine passports and all of that. That is 10 times what the Stasi wanted to do. The Stasi, they would never could have dreamed of something like this. But this is exactly what they want to do with it. If you remember, Klaus had a bust behind him of Lenin. So this is the same ideology here. So imagine in that movie, there's a great scene where the Stasi guy goes into this giant warehouse. It's like something out of Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, with like all this arcana, right? And he goes into this warehouse and he pulls up the files and all of the East Germans, it's like a giant warehouse. Everybody has files on themselves, right? And so he's trying to archive and find the different people's files and all their background and all the things that they said that they could be gotten, the things they said against the party, right? If you said something negative like, oh, the party's nachos aren't as good as the nachos in the West. So are you saying that the party's nachos are not perfectly egalitarian? And they would put you in gulags for this kind of stuff, because those would be counter-revolutionary actions, right? And the whole point of that is that this same model is 10 times worse because of technocracy, because of the AI, because of the surveillance through all the devices, all the Internet of Things that they want to put in place, the Skynet that Klaus wants to put in place, right? That is the Stasi times 10. So if you want to see what we're going into, go watch Lives of Others, because remember, that's a system where you can't own anything, right? Well, what you own is owned by the state. The state owns you. Mm-hmm. And that's what Klaus and all these people say. You will own nothing, you will have something, you will be very happy because we will drug you or we will kill you.
So if you thought your spouse was annoying and nagging you all the time, just wait till you get a robot that tells you what you can eat.
You'll be married to Klaus Bot.
Yes.
Don't put down the nachos. You've had your daily carbon rationing of the nachos. There is 0.5 ounces too much cheese upon the nachos.
Yes, and they are connected to the Internet of Things, which is connected to all the little devices in your house, so they can turn off your refrigerator or your stove or whatever appliance you
use. Now, I admit, Klaus is a hottie. But even as hot as he is, I don't want to be married to him. I don't want a bot bitching me out about too much cheese on the nachos. That doesn't fit with the commie rationing of the cheese that week.
Right. Well, right now they're just trying to get people to interface with this AI so that it can learn like likes and dislikes. They're trying to roll out selling points for these bots, like you can recreate your dead spouse. You can get a bot of your favorite celebrity. You can...
And all the soy men are like, it's alive, dude. It's like, this thing is like becoming alive or whatever, dude. I'm totally going to marry it once it's like alive inside of a bot or whatever. Like, we're getting married, totally.
Yeah. You could get a child bot because it's more humane.
And good for the environment.
Yes. They always consent. There's no biological risk for disease or anything like that.
Although, but if you go up your nacho cheese rationing, it won't consent.
Yes.
If Red Cross bot won't give you any.
If you go up your carbon credits, then they won't give you the...
You would be in the doghouse this week. You had too much of the nachos.
Yeah.
There we go.
They're trying to tell you that these... Ooh, gross. These bots will have no expectations. They'll never cheat on you. They'll never leave you. Obtaining sex itself is too much effort, and modern feminism has accelerated this objectification of women. I think they're going to tell you that what matters about your identity is how you achieve your orgasm, and we're already seeing that with the letters and the colors. You know what I'm talking about?
Skittles?
Yes.
Okay.
The way that we treat robots and AI is interesting because there are examples that they can't even have these robot brothels because the people will break them, they'll abuse them, because they're just a thing, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they want you to think of people as also just a thing that you can use at your expense. Did we talk about Strange Days?
No, that's... I mean, that's a movie that's relevant to this, but I think movies like Blade Runner or AI are more relevant because, you know, they give a primary place to this role of the sex bot. And, you know, movies like AI were way ahead of their time predicting, you know, where we're going with all this stuff. And that movie is actually anti-human propaganda because if you watch it, it's the AI that are persecuted by the humans, and the humans are the ones that the bad guys have to be done away with, right?
Well, the crew of the ship in the movie 2001 Space Odyssey, they part of the plot of that movie is they had to become adjusted to thinking of Hal as a person
right.
or another crew member. So now we're doing interchangeable humans and robots.
Right.
Right. And it could mimic the human conversations and emotions, and that's why he has feelings for Hal.
Yeah, and that's what you see in Blade Runner 2049, too, right? The clip they were just playing was perfect for that because you see the future girlfriend of the Ryan Gosling character is this operating system, right? Just like that movie Her with Spike Jones, right? And so the operating system, who's, by the way, subverting and mind-controlling him throughout the movie. The whole point of Blade Runner 2049 is that the operating system is actually misdirecting and steering and using Ryan Gosling's character. So there's actually, that's pretty relevant to what we're talking about because this synthetic relationship, right? And she sort of melds with a surrogate human being there to have intimacies.
Mm-hmm.
That's also in Her, too, the Scarlett Johansson Spike Jones movie.
What's funny about that movie, Her, is that he already has, well, the girlfriend has 8,000 more boyfriends.
Yeah, she has like 8,000 iOS boyfriends. Yeah, yeah, right. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. You're listening to Jay and Jamie as we break down the technocratic sex bot revolution.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's Analysis with Jamie Hanshaw. I want to remind you, too, if you want to get a hold of our books, you can do so in the shop at my website. Go to jaysanalysis.com. Click the shop. You can get my new book, Meta-Narratives, which deals with philosophy and symbolism. You can get my old books, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, which deal with film, symbolism, and propaganda. You can get signed copies of the website, as well as Jamie's books. They're also there in the shop. And we were talking about AI companions, the replacement of the nuclear family with this technocratic sterile model of a sex bot as your companion, as your controller, basically, the thing that will mind control you in your house, in your life, in the near future, according to Jacques Attali, that it will be basically telling you what to believe, what you can and can't do. iRobot level stuff, right? Because, mm-hmm. An iRobot, doesn't the robot basically turn on everybody and mm-hmm. start killing the humans? I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
It locked Mima in her house. Remember that?
In what?
In iRobot, he wouldn't let her.
Oh, right. Yeah, lockdowns. So, again, the Stasi Great Reset thing. Lockdowns, right?
Part of this plan is coming from Planned Parenthood and their comprehensive sex education curriculum, and their ultimate goal is to, quote, change the sexual and gender norms of society and into the bots. And even before that, we had the sex ed. So all sex ed in public schools trickles down from Alfred Kinsey and his work and his book called, what was it called? The Sexuality in the Human Male.
Yeah, which was arguing that basically everybody's fake and gay.
Well, not only that, it has tables in it where they have calculated child abuse.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's fake and gay, and also pedo's good, according to Kinsey. Yeah.
So now biology class is like a Kinsey fantasy land of X-rated games. You don't even learn biology anymore. You just play sex games.
Yeah, and this was funded by the same technocrats that we've been talking about. Rockefeller Foundation put money into Kinsey's operation. Kinsey was hanging out with Crowley and all the most degenerate people out there. And this is ultimately to create sterility and to not have population. Everybody should go look up the Berylson-Jaffe memo, 1968 or 69. And that's the memo sent out to all the Planned Parenthoods and again, 68 or 69. But that memo lays out the real purpose for the sexual revolution, which is not freedom, not liberation. The real purpose was depopulation and socialization of America for more taxation, et cetera, et cetera. All the things that you hear about, this Fabian model, that's what is being pushed in the Berylson-Jaffe memo. So just go look that up. This backs up what Jamie's saying.
Mm-hmm. And so now in influencing events like Burning Man, you have Orgy Dome, and you have the sex culture of that.
Right.
But then in the future, they like you said, they'll be promoted because of overpopulation, and the feminists will support the sex bots because that way men can get their toxic masculinity out on the bot instead of unleashing it on the poor women. In the workplace.
I'm sorry for unleashing all of my toxic masculinity on you at all times.
I'm so sorry. Humans in the workplace are too much of a liability. That's kind of obvious. So those will be replaced with automated things. They will replace the companionship, and we will just get more and more isolated into our little pods. And this opiate of the masses is just going to become a epidemic.
Yeah, and again, it's planned. Do you understand that it's seated in the fiction, and it's planned to roll out to reduce the human population, to reduce human interaction and pair bonding? And one of the things that was pretty amazing that most people have forgotten in the lockstep document, which was the 2010 Rockefeller Foundation, planned scenarios for the future. One of those, the first scenario was lockstep, and that's the one that actually describes that after this big pandemic, there would be a greater acceptance of automation, AI, and everything being essentially done apart from human interaction. So not just the notion of social distancing and you getting all of your food and your products delivered to your house via drone or whatever, but also the idea of no longer getting together with a mate, right? They really wanted to test that out, push that in the last 3 years. And you saw a lot of the dating apps go along with this kind of stuff, right? I think Tinder had these things where they wanted to talk about people that were vaccinated and not vaccinated, right? And practicing all the distancing protocols for mating rituals, right, during this time period. Well, that was all trying to condition and test to see how well they could separate people and get them atomized, alone, and like you're saying, stuck in the coon pod. And this is going to be great for, you know, people that are lonely, the incel, this kind of a thing. They're gonna totally go over the fact. There were incel podcaster guys years ago saying, I cannot wait until the sex bot comes out, right? There was guys on YouTube had giant incel, like self-identified incels. That's not me calling them that, making fun of them. It's like they really had this ideology, and they're saying, no, we're all for the sex bot. And the feminists, too, like you said. So they're the two extremes. The feminists over here are the extreme. The incel, the extreme, or the opposite side. They both support the sex bot.
Mm-hmm.
And they both support and the sex bot is the position of the elites to be pushed upon the masses, not just to keep them from pair bonding and procreating, but also to control them. It's a mind control operation.
Mm-hmm. I just heard a story, speaking of 1984, the other book that's really important like that is Brave New World.
Absolutely.
And in Brave New World, part of their society is that you are not supposed to turn down someone else's sexual advances because that is discrimination. And
yes.
Right?
Yes, and that's what's going on now, right? So when these weirdos go into girls' bathrooms and when they go into girls' saunas, right, and they say that if you don't like it, oh, you're a bigot, you hate me for my sexuality, it's just creeps, right? But in Brave New World, it's a creep society. You can't legally tell people no.
Yeah, there was a news story about a Google employee who got fired because he turned down the advances of somebody their sexual advances, and she was Asian, and she got him fired because she said he wasn't being inclusive.
Well, I've already heard this about people that are complaining that if you won't accept trans dates on Tinder, it's because you hate and are anti-trans.
Mm-hmm.
So just normal sexuality is hate, you see. That's the logic of where it's going.
Any personal preference is going to be seen as bigotry.
And that's what's in this, right? If you remember 1984, it's not even as crazy as the Brave New World situation. But in 1984, it's like there's the league, there's the Youth League of Chastity or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason that exists is to make sure that people don't procreate and do it the classic way, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that you get tattled on, which is a Stasi thing, right? East German Stasi. Tattle on your neighbor, tattle on everybody, get them in trouble. They lose their social credits, also a Stasi thing, right? Well, in the same way, in 1984, you can tattle on everybody, and it's part of that control structure. And they're going to put that in place as well. So if you don't like every possible sexuality, that's going to come off of your social credit score, you see.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a bigot. You don't get nachos this week because you don't want to sleep with, I don't know, Klaus. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. So just say no to the rise of the sex machines.
Well, and it's not just that. It's also the fact that this is rolling out in every area of life and in every area of society. And the key takeaway here is that when you go and interact with this stupid ChatGPT, I mean, it's so obvious when you ask it real clear, you know, divisive questions that it is social engineering. And ChatGPT is just an early, you know, weak version of the real hardcore social engineering that they're going to put into place when these bots have, you know, basically the Klaus program running, right? Klaus.exe, when that's running, right? Yeah, there you go. See, and the incels are saying, yes, give us the sex bots. That's what we want. That's the solution to not having a relationship with a woman, right? But this is all part of the wrecking of society to reduce the population and to put it into the technocracy. It's not just getting the populations down, numbers down. It's moving it into the final phase of the Great Reset, which, by the way, was predicted years ago in Committee of the 300, which is what Alex has been talking about this week. Jamie's recently read it. You know, in that book, he talks about what the high-level British intelligence apparatus had been discussing as he was one of these people who left that. And you read it now, this was written in the 80s or 90s, you read it now and it's just like literally like a predictive prophetic novel, right? I mean, it's not a novel, but it's like sounds like a science fiction novel because he's talking about the NGOs. He's talking about the deep state power structure, the intelligence agencies, how it's global, how they're going to roll out these coming world wars, how they're going to roll out the technocracy, how they're going to move populations to existing indigenous groups. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing that he talked about way ahead of his time.
Yeah, so this book answers the question, who are they? And any conspiracy theorist, when they try to explain themselves to other people, the other person is going to say, who are they? So this book is full of them and their names and what they do. And we are going to cover that on Rockfin very soon.
Yeah, so you can subscribe to my work at Rockfin and Jamie as well. In the coming weeks, we'll be covering that. So support InfoWars, go to the InfoWars store and buy those products.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.